Wire Rundown, Thursdays, 11:30 a.m., right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where my chair creaks really loud. And we go through music depending on, you know, the time of year. My chair creaked and it scared me, and then I went off the rails.
The time of year.
We go through some different, what do I usually say? We explore a different genre, a different theme, depending on the weather and the time of year. That's the spiel. Yes. It is nearing the end of the year. And
is it?
Okay. Sorry.
I didn't even know.
It's like the, what I like to call like replay season or rap season. You know, everyone's doing their performative consumption, whatever. But for Sky's the Limit, this is technically our like last regular show because we're such Christmas heads that we do two Christmas shows and then we have a New Year's Eve show.
Yeah, so this everything is, times out perfectly this year.
It's so perfect. It's actually really crazy. And so this is kind of our last show, Abby's week, and Abby has picked.
I have.
We're really on our game today.
Hey, I didn't know if you were going to say something else.
No.
So this is another pull from the back of Abby's brain.
Yeah.
And it's connects to the season and this time of year. No. Speaking of wrapped season, this is my idea that I thought of last week that we built on, and I called it Sky's the Limit Introspective.
Wow.
Because I think it's the time of year where people are reflecting on maybe their lives, maybe their year, maybe who they are. So we built a playlist sort of around, like, the idea that it's not the end, right? We're not playing, like, we had our end of the world show.
Yeah.
You know, not that kind of thing, but more of a time has passed. You're looking back on something. You're thinking about something. You're reflecting on something. You're maybe on to something new, but recognizing a past thing.
Yeah.
That's the vibes. And I think that's the vibe for this time of year, too.
I definitely think so. When I was texting Abby yesterday, because Abby was like, do you have anything to add? I think the language in the text where I was like clarifying your vibe was, I was like, end credits?
Like, I said that.
Oh, you said that. Okay, well, then that's what stuck with me.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
So this is
Skylar.
Like,
Skylar was asking, and I'm just going to clarify. I voice dictated a like long message that looks like one of those Amazon product things.
Yeah.
It's like long dresses, women's summer skirt dresses, women. I was like explaining, and then at one point I said an end credit sort of thing, you know?
Yeah. And Abby likes to voice. This is so, we're just off the rails this week. Abby likes to voice dictate, not like send an audio message. I'm an audio message type of person. I like to send podcasts back and forth. Abby will voice dictate into their phone and then it sends out the longest message you've ever read. And it's so odd because no one texts with like perfect punctuation, but when you voice dictate, it's with perfect punctuation. So it's like, it's some weird, yeah, like AI generated, like wish, like wish product. Yeah. Anyways. And then I'll just send back. Okay.
Yeah.
Should we get into it, baby? I don't know. This song is new. So it's
new
end credits song. There you go. That's something for you. New single here from Bahamas. This is Ready for a New Thing.
I've had a real good time, but now I gotta say goodnight. Say I have an early flight. I know I'm not helping myself. No use being somebody else. I think you know what I mean. Made friends with 5 a.m. fail. No use being somebody else. I think you know what I mean. I get to thinking from time to time and again that I'm ready for a new thing. I get to thinking from time to time and again that I'm ready for a new thing.
Show me the new thing and I'll get ready for the new thing.
I get to thinking from time to time again that I'm ready for a new thing. I get to thinking from time to time again that I'm ready for a new thing.
The trap you'd and the use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, the can-can such a free show.
Is there with Ooh La La. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're playing some like what we're calling introspection music tonight. Some like end credits type vibe. I really like that track, Ooh La La, by Faces. I played a lot on my summer show.
Yeah. I like it too, but I think it's a great one for this sort of show.
It's very like young adult 80s movie end credits vibes. Mm-hmm. When was the song made, released?
Where?
When. Fact check that while when? I do an ad read.
I think it's 1965. Let's see if I'm right.
There you go. Did you know that December is the second month of CFRC's annual funding drive? Every year, CFRC does a funding drive to supplement our operating costs for the next year. We fundraise in November and December. And we're like low-key, kind of almost in the home stretch. That's what I'm saying, low-key. Next week, we're really in the home stretch. But if you haven't donated yet, please consider doing so by going to cfrc.ca/donate. There are two ways to donate. You can donate directly to CFRC and be eligible for some perks, maybe get some swag from your favorite campus community radio station, or you can donate through CFRC and get that what?
Sweet, sweet tax receipt.
Exactly. CFRC.ca/donate. Okay, what year?
So I lied. The band was formed in 1963. So they didn't release it in 65, sorry. They didn't release it in 1965. I'm spreading so much misinformation.
Yeah.
The album with this song, which the album is the same title, was released in 1973.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those songs that it's like hearing it now, it's hard to imagine it being released in 73.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's I don't know, it's just so like modern, not modern, but contemporary sounding.
Yeah, like I wouldn't say like uber contemporary like this year, but
no.
I could so have seen it come out in the like 2014 hipster
absolutely
era. Like, you know,
mid 90s
era.
Like 90s sort of Wilco.
Yeah, true.
Like 2000s or like 2010s Mumford and Sons. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It just sort of is throughout there. What year was this next song?
I would also
start
think
typing.
70s. I think this one was the 70s. In 1975,
so.
I think. Let me check, though. 1975.
There we go. I have anything to say, or should we just jump in?
I think this is like, in my opinion, the most like on the nose one for this type of thing.
That's true. And I think a lot of other people will feel the same way, especially since we're playing it in December. Fleetwood Mac here, Landslide.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tide? see my reflection in the snow-covered hills where the landslide bring down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills where the landslide bring down.
Osborne there. Mama, I'm coming home. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. A little Aussie there.
Yeah, I think those two songs are pretty on the nose for this sort of theme, but doesn't take away from the fact that they're great.
No, obviously not. I think it adds to the fact that they're great.
Yeah.
It adds to their greatness.
that Ozzy song is like perfect of that, how to me it doesn't sound like an ending, but it's like a recognizing of like time passed or something has happened.
Oh, 100%.
But to me that wouldn't be the last song, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like it's towards the conclusion because like we are recognizing a journey or an event or time or whatever. So
Yeah. You know how like A24 movies now, and I know that like A24 isn't like a film studio, it's basically just like private equity, but a lot of movies that they do produce, they kind of just like end in the middle of something.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I don't know. Girl, give us nothing.
I've never seen an A24 movie.
Oh, okay, sorry. No, but you know what I'm talking about, right? How like
a lot of them
just end. This is like sort of that end credits that I'm going for, is like the story isn't over, clearly not, but it is like the ending of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is funny though, like you made the playlist and I said I have a couple like just personal playlists with songs that give like end credits to me. Your vibe is so different than what my vibe is. Well, because I like you go for more of the like 80s young adult movies, like your St. Elmo's Fire type stuff. Yeah. And I don't know, I have like a very modern, I think, not all of the songs are modern, but it's, I don't know, they're just different. I can't really describe it.
Well, I think it all connects to that, like with something like this too, it connects to that like artificial nostalgia thing that I used to talk about in school, of how when you listen to something like at a certain time, then you become nostalgic for it, even if you're not from that time. So like that could also be a case for you where you're like feeling a bit of nostalgia for these songs, even though they're modern, but you like listened to them like 3 years ago. So you're feeling that like time past reflectiveness, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And for me, these are some of the songs that I was listening to when I was younger. So then I feel weird nostalgia toward them, even though I wasn't born in the 70s.
That's true.
So, yeah.
That's true. I think mine also has to do a lot with Instagram video edits, which we'll get into later, actually, because there's a song on this playlist that I want to get into with that. Next up, we have a Neil Young cut from you.
Yeah, so I included this song just because I thought it was funny in the... Well, it's not funny, but this Neil Young song is about an ended relationship, and he actually wrote it for Graham Nash after Graham Nash and Joni Mitchell broke up. Graham Nash is... I believe he's quoted saying that he broke up with Joni and he was struggling a bit, and she was too, and he went and talked to Neil, and Neil was like, I wrote you a song, and then Graham said, like, this was the perfect... like encapsulation of my relationship and how I'm feeling and what's going on. So
wow,
and I think that's kind of cool.
This is such a sidebar, but I just have to tell you, and I'm going to tell you on air, I saw a tweet a couple days ago that was a picture of someone's like car radio, and on the screen it said, like, they were listening to a song by CSNY, so it said Crosby, Stills, Nash, and then the Young was sort of cut off, so it said and you. And the tweet was just, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and me? And then everyone in the replies was like, congratulations! It was so funny. I had to tell you that. That's such, like, Abby humor. Neil Young here. Only love can break your heart.
Trying to make the best of my time. last time I saw Richard was Detroit in 68, and he told me all romantics meet the same fate someday. Cynical and drunk and boring someone in some dark cafe. You laugh, he said, you think you're immune. Go look at your eyes, they're full of moon. You like roses and kisses and pretty men to tell you all those pretty lies, pretty lies. When you're gonna realize they're only pretty lies, just pretty lies. You put a quarter in the Wurlitzer, and he pushed three buttons, and the thing began to whir. And a barmaid came by in fishnet stockings and a bow tie, and she said, drink up now, it's getting on time to close. Richard, you haven't really changed, I said. It's just that now you're romanticizing some pain that's in your head. You got tombs in your eyes, but the songs you punched are dreaming. Listen, they sing a love so sweet, love so sweet. When you gonna get yourself back on your feet? Oh, love can be so sweet. Richard got married to a figure skater, and he bought her a dishwasher and a coffee percolator, and he drinks at home now most nights with a TV on and all the house lights left up bright. I'm gonna blow this damn candle out. I don't want nobody coming over to my table. I've got nothing to talk to anybody about. All good dreamers pass this way someday. Hiding behind bottles in dark cafes, dark cafes. Only a dark cocoon before I get my gorgeous wings and fly away. Only a face, these dark cafe days.
Joni Mitchell there, The Last Time I Saw Richard, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. A little Joni cut from you there.
Yes, I just thought that was fitting to put after the Neil Young song.
Yeah, we've gotten into the sad end credits here.
Yeah, I also just really like that song, and it's on Blue, and I don't think it's talked about as much as some of the other ones, so I wanted to include it.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's this is the Blue time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-November to, I would say the week before Christmas, really until you start going full on the Christmas music, it's the Blue time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's so November music. No, Joni Mitchell invented the genre of November music with the album Blue. speaking of November and December, Abby, what's in November and December?
I believe it's the funding drive.
Ding, ding, ding. You win one CFRC hat. I'm just kidding. Abby doesn't. But you could get your own CFRC hat by going to cfrc.ca/donate and donating to our annual funding drive to help support your local campus community radio station. If you donate through CFRC, you are eligible for a bunch of perks. We have our own tiers as if we were a Patreon or something. And you can get different swag for different tiers depending on how much you donate. And eligible for
for some raffle tickets to win things from some cool local Kingston businesses. Or you can donate through Queen's University and get that cat food and sweet, sweet tax receipt. Just kidding. You don't get cat food. CFRC.ca/donate. The next song here is the song that I said I texted you was such a good pull. I don't think I've ever used that phrase in my life. I said, this track is such a good pull for this playlist. The next song that I'm talking about here is Alabama Shake's This Feeling. It's off of their album Sound and Color. This is what I wanted to talk about, like the concept of the video edit. Video edits and me go way back, all the way back to Vine video edits. You know how old that makes me sound? Ridiculously old. If you don't know what I'm talking about, people like edit clips from movies, from TV shows, of YouTubers, of things, usually to music, and post it online. It was a big thing on Vine, and then Instagram, and then Musical.ly, which turned to TikTok, big on Twitter. It's big in fandom spaces. I used to be a video editor. Now I don't have time for that anymore. But there's this one video edit that has stuck with me, and it's Fleabag to This Feeling by Alabama Shake, and it is so good. It's Fleabag season 2, so it's Fleabag and Hot Priest, and it is so good. And there are just some edits that stick in your mind forever. I also have a playlist. I've had this playlist since like 2018, I want to say, and it's literally just songs like from my favorite video edits. That's it.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Why did you put this song on this playlist?
I don't know. I just, maybe because of a similar reason, but not that I can think of specifically. I just thought of it when I was building the playlist.
So. Yeah. This song is very like November music to me. It's also, but I find myself listening to it in January a lot. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's a great end credits song. Like I said before, great pull. Maybe think about Fleabag and Hot Priest while you guys are listening to this. Alabama Shake's This Feeling.
I just can't hold me. The wire will become clear. I spent all this time trying to play now. See, I've been having me a real hard time, but it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So I just kept dreaming, yeah, I just kept dreaming. It wasn't very hard. I spent all this time trying to figure out why nobody on my side. See, I've been having me a real good time, and it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So please don't take my feelings. I have found a man. So please don't take my feelings. I have found a man. That if I want. I just kept going. been all this time trying to find my way here. And I've been having me a real fun time. And it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be all right. Thanks for the dance.
was hell, it was swell, it was fun. Thanks for all the dances. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1.
Leonard Cohen there. Thanks for the dance. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Abby with the sad December blues music tonight. What's up with that?
I think it's just the area of the playlist. That's another one that I kind of just want. It's turning also into just music Abby wants to play that Abby thinks doesn't get enough recognition. So okay. That one was on like Leonard Cohen's what do you say when so after someone's died,
posthumous or whatever.
Thank you. I didn't want to say posthumorous. But because that's what was in my head.
That'll be album. What it's called when I die.
Posthumorous.
Cuz I'm so funny. Sorry, we're off the rails today.
I think this came out in 2019, so that would have been okay. three years after. But I don't know, I just think some of the songs on it are really good and not a lot of people know about it because it came out like after he died. So yeah. But yeah, and that one I think is really nice. Of I think it fits in the theme too, because it's kind of sad, but it's that same thing of like, it doesn't really feel like it's over, but it's the recognition of something that's happened literally yes. in the title, Thanks for the Dance. So
no, there is like a subgenre of sad music that I don't think is necessarily like upsetting, but is like sort of, it has a sad mood to it, but I like call it like accepting music.
Yeah.
With like an A, like you're accepting that, you know, something has happened.
Honestly, I would say that a lot of Christmas music is like that too.
Yeah.
Like it very much fits into this like reflective theme. This is what Alex says, which makes me laugh all the time. Alex will go, I read an article, I watched a TikTok. and that's what I was just about to do. I was like, I saw this thing online. No, I saw a TikTok, though, of someone who was saying that exact thing about Christmas music. It's yeah. kind of sad. But she just lost her parents or something, and she was saying how like every Christmas song, like she hears the lyrics different now.
Yeah.
Because like everything, like Please Come Home for Christmas, and like
yeah,
she
yeah.
was singing one of them, like she's a musician, she was singing one of the like more joyous ones, but then when you sang it like just down an octave or like in a minor key, it was immediately like so sad, and the yeah. lyrics seemed so different. So I do think that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of like, hey, also I get like Christmas makes me sad.
Yeah,
I don't know, like it, I just, it's such a weird time of year, and I think it's the fact that like everything just sort of stops for a second. And yeah. I know that like, you know, a lot of people are busy like running around to families' houses and stuff, but for a lot of people like things just sort of stop and things are still, and when things are still, things get sad.
Yeah.
Which is, and you have time to reflect and you have time to like accept what has happened. And I think that that's why a lot of these like, yeah, like the Alabama Shake song and stuff, right? Yeah. Like it's for this time of year.
Well, and even Christmas is like kind of this exact ideology. Words today are going really well.
Yeah.
And like philosophy we've been talking about of like not the end, but right before the end. And I think that's yeah. what Christmas is for a lot of people. And that's why a lot of people, like you see in the movies or hear in songs, make like rash decisions or call that person or go to that place or whatever, because you're like right on the cusp of, it's not New Year's. but everything is like still, like you said,
yeah,
we're not at the end, but we're like just before the end.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You're suddenly thinking about everything.
I'm a big fan of Christmas, not like the actual religious holiday, because I actually barely know anything about that.
Big fan of Christ.
But
are you, Skylar?
I don't know. Hey, I could be.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe, who's to say? But I just find the like cultural implications of such a major holiday so fascinating, where it's like there really isn't any other holiday in Canada, North America, like the US, that has sort of this like over all encompassing feel as like that Christmas New Year's break.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find it fascinating.
It's different or, like, affects you in different ways, like, at every part of your life.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. As soon as I went to university, Christmas became wildly different and crazily sad. That's the title of my memoir.
Wildly different and crazily sad?
No, the whole thing. As soon as I came to university, Christmas became wildly different and crazily sad.
Thoughts, quotes, and conversations with Skylar James.
Oh God, what a December show this has been.
If we make it through December.
Hey, maybe we'll play that. Oh yeah, next week we have are we still calling it Indie Christmas? I want to call it kind of like non-Christmas classics.
Well, I use the word alternative, like, yes, as in its literal term, not for alternative music, but as in the alternate to the normal.
Maybe we should call it an alternative Christmas this year, because I want to, last year we called it a very indie Christmas on Sky's the Limit, but this year I have sort of put the playlist together, and a lot of it's not, like, necessarily indie, but it's a bit more pop-like, but not Christmas classics. And then we have our Christmas classics show on, actually, Christmas Eve, yep, which is very exciting. Get the whole fam together. And then we have our New Year's Eve show, which I'm very excited for, because I have been 2018, 2019 maxing recently, and it has not been good for me, but I've been listening to a lot of good pop music.
Yeah, I just realized about the Christmas Eve show. I always go to my grandma's on Christmas Eve with my family, so I have to say shh at 6 p.m. We're all listening to Sky's the Limit.
Everyone shut up. I'm on the radio. I don't care.
Stop being Mary.
No,
you
Mary,
have to listen
no
to
joy.
Me speak while I'm in the room.
Yeah. Isn't that so odd sometimes?
Yes.
I don't know, because I pre-record a lot of my shows, so sometimes, like, I'll listen to my... It's odd. Anyways, we need to stop yapping. We need to finish the show.
Yeah, with an 8 minutes.
I know. This last track that we have is the last track from one of my favorite albums ever, Adjustments by Noah Reed. And I don't play this song very often on the radio because it's 8 minutes long, but it is my favorite Noah Reed song. And I want to get a tattoo of its title very badly, but I still haven't. I just really like it, and it fits this vibe very well. So we're finishing off with it. Noah Reed here, Everything's Fine.
Everything's fine. And everything I knew was from the back of the line. And now I'm all confused, playing over in my mind. What am I gonna do? Yeah, yeah. You can say it's not true. You can tell me I'm lying. And I can tell you the truth. But the truth ain't kind. And my misspent youth. And my slow decline. But anyway, what's the truth? Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
The National Campus and Community Radio Association is a coast-to-coast collection of stations providing alternative radio. Since 1986, the NCRA has supported a network of community radio stations giving voice to socially, politically, culturally, and economically disadvantaged groups. Representing diversity in broadcasting, this radio station is a proud member of the NCRA. Learn more at ncra.ca.
Before I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I thought all the people that I knew who didn't drink were self-righteous people, holier than thou. So it never occurred to me that Alcoholics Anonymous was filled with people who had drank like I did, and now were the same people that I used to drink with, the same people that I liked, only now they weren't drinking. They